I think people really want to see your initiative, because in most of being a PM is being able to identify a problem or an issue and really having that drive to figure out how to fix it. You don't have to have the answers, but at least you need to bring people together to actually make something happen and not be that kind of person who's like, oh, there's an issue. Well, that sucks, and forget about it.
Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance. Product management is a hot career in technology, and it can be a fulfilling career for creative minds who want to play a critical role in the development of new technologies, software platforms, and anything else that people use every day. Product management is very unique because it covers a wide range of responsibilities, from briefing executive teams to being hands-on with launching features. So if you're looking to transition to product or curious about product management career, then tune into my product management series. I have made 3 episodes talking about the basics of product management, the skills required to grow in your product management career, and the different paths that one can take to become a product manager. In today's episode, we have a special guest, Dasani, who is a product manager at Microsoft. She has previously interned at Google, Khan Academy as a software engineer, and then transitioned to product. She is also a career coach, doodler, writer, and a blogger. We are going to talk all about life as a product manager, her journey of transitioning to product from being a software engineer, and also going to share a lot of career advice for people interested in starting their product management career, and also some tips and tricks to crack internships and PM interviews. So see you on the other side.
Hey Dasani, super excited to have you on the Gromance podcast show, and very excited to speak to a fellow product manager today and discuss about a career in product management. So you did your undergrad in computer science and did some super cool internships in high-tech companies, and then you joined Microsoft as a product manager. So tell me more about your career path and how you landed at Microsoft.
So I actually started, I moved to the US right before starting college at Case Western Reserve University. When I started, I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to major in, but I took a few computer science classes, and I knew that those were some of the internships that you actually got paid in. So I ended up doing an internship as an engineering practicum intern at Google. And after that, I ended up interning at Microsoft as a PM intern, which is how I ended up actually getting an offer at Microsoft. So right after the internship ended, I received an offer letter to come back work full time. But in between that time frame, I also interned at Khan Academy as a software engineer. And after that summer, after thinking about it a little bit longer, I decided to come back to Microsoft as a PM.
That is amazing. So how is life as a PM at Microsoft?
Yeah, it's super interesting. I think one of the really cool things about being a PM is it's a great role if you like a lot of different things and you're kind of in, indecisive maybe about what you want to do. That's actually one of the reasons I wanted to be a PM. Right now I get to work with so many different people. I get to work with designers, lawyers, engineers, and really get to see a product come to life. And also the really cool thing about working at Microsoft is that it builds technology in every space. So you really get the opportunity to explore what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys also have an amazing campus here. So I also live in Seattle and I visit the campus and it's really great. And as a fellow product manager, you know, like I can totally relate to what you're saying. Like we get to work with so many different stakeholders, like with business teams, with customers, with the technology and engineering team. Very diverse. And that's something I really like about being a PM as well. And you also did some really cool internships at Google, at Khan Academy and all of that. So I would love for you to share some tips on like how you prepared and cracked these internships in big tech companies.
Yeah, that's a great question. And honestly, I would say the first couple of ones, I had no idea what I was walking into. I remember all the advice that I'd gotten around interviewing was purely behavioral. So when I walked into my first tech interview and they asked me to like code, I was just so taken aback. I think one of the first things I would do is make sure you really understand what the interview is going to be like, and don't start preparing when you've landed the interview. I think that's another mistake a lot of people make is that they're like, oh, once I land the interview, I'll prepare. In the meantime, I'm going to prepare my resumes. You really, especially for tech interviews, you need to start preparing well in advance. And and you need to do your research to understand what exactly they'd be expecting in an interview. So a software engineering interview, for example, you're probably going to run into whiteboarding questions. You're going to need to, you know, practice all of your algorithms and things like that. And a PM interview is a totally different ballgame where there's a lot of different types of strategy questions, product design questions, estimation questions that also require their own types of preparation. So really, yeah, doing your research around what the expectation is and making sure you're prepared is really, really helpful.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, like you mentioned, it's really important to be prepared before you start applying for the role. And also, like you said, to research what kind of interviews will be there for that specific role. And for product management interviews, I actually started preparing like 2-3 months before. And I read like, you know, case books, like Cracking the PM Interview and Decode and Conquer and things like that for the interview, and also prepared like around 20-30 stories for my behavioral round. So I think that preparation really came handy when I started to apply, because I think as soon as you apply, you might get a call within a week or two, right? And that might not be like enough preparation time. So yeah, that's a great point. And you actually started doing internships in software engineering, right? And then you pivoted to product management. What made you get interested in product management, and how did the transition look like from being a software engineer to moving into product?
Yeah. So I think like a lot of people, when I went into computer science, I thought that the only thing you could do is be a developer. And so for my first internship, really, I was just trying to get an internship somewhere. And I landed the internship at Google as an engineering practicum intern. And that was my first exposure to the industry and really meeting other people who actually work in the tech industry. And then I realized that there's so many other jobs you could do. I met product managers, I met technical PMs, I met designers, and I really learned that there's so many different roles you could do. And during my internship, I was trying to meet different people in different roles. And then I learned that product management was a role. And I realized that I really, you know, when they described their role, I was like, wow, this is all the stuff that I like about working, you know, creating a project. Because I always, you know, I liked coding, but more so I feel like coding is execution, whereas the product side, you're, you know, designing, you're creating the strategy and actually figuring out the why and the what. And development really focuses on the how. So I thought that was really cool. And then I also learned that there was internships you could do to be a PM. I didn't really pay too much attention to that. I did get a return offer from Google to return as a software engineer. So I just assumed that that's what I would do. But because of LinkedIn, I got a recruiter reach out to me and said, would you be interested in trying out a PM internship? And I was like, you probably read my mind. I was thinking I would love to do this. And I know I said that you should prepare, and I wish I did, but I really had no idea what to expect. I did do, like, you know, 2 weeks before, quickly, like, rush through to find resources, like cracking the PM interview. But yeah, I nearly did not, I didn't, I never had a PM interview before. So that was my first one. And I think the thing that really helped was, apart from, you know, my experience as an engineer, I had started an after school program. And I would teach girls in local high schools and middle schools how to code. So because I had started this, like, program from scratch, but I also had development experience, that helped me really stand out. And I had a lot of interesting stories to tell.
That is super interesting. And how you kind of cracked the interview with just 2 weeks of preparation. That is very interesting.
I was for an internship, so they're a little more lighter on you. Yeah.
And in terms of skill sets, I think, like, you know, software engineering could be, like, slightly different skill sets, right? Like you mentioned, it's more on the executional side. Whereas for product management, you need to, it's more upstream, right? You have mm-hmm. to, like, define, like, the vision, the roadmap and things like that. So it's a different skill set. So do you think we need to present ourselves differently to the hiring panel to convince that you will be a good fit for the product management role, although mm-hmm. you have been a software engineer before? So for people who are trying to transition into product from being a software engineer or maybe from a different role, do you have any advice on how they can present themselves and build that story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I mentioned before, like, and I'm sure you mentioned, you prepared a lot for the interview. It's a totally different process, and the expectations of an engineer for a PM are very different. I think one thing is that your interviews are going to be different based on your product. So I work on enterprise products. So a lot of the PMs I work with don't have a tech background. It's not a requirement, because they have, you know, maybe a background in business, or I work in supply chain, so they have a background in supply chain, and that way they can relate to the customers more. They might have even worked at a customer company before. But if you're working on Azure or some more technical products, then you can really use your, like, software engineering skills to your advantage, because those are more technical products and the customer there is a developer. But apart from your, you know, knowing technical things and maybe trying to target technical products, because the switch from engineering to being a PM might be easier. The other thing is, I think people really want to see your initiative, because in most of being a PM is being able to identify a problem or an issue and really having that drive to figure out how to fix it. You don't have to have the answers, but at least you need to bring people together to actually make something happen and not be that kind of person who's like, oh, there's an issue, well, that sucks, and forget about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I totally agree that the interview could be very different depending on the type of product that you're interviewing for. And actually, I transitioned to product from being, like, a tech consultant. And I was also, like, a business analyst / like data mm-hmm. analyst for some time. And then, yeah, I made my transition to product management. And similar to you, I also started talking to a lot of product managers in mm-hmm. San Francisco. At that time, I lived there. And then I kind of understood, like, the PM language, like, like what kind of words they use, mm-hmm. how they express themselves. And then, yeah, by talking to a lot of them, I kind of understood what their day-to-day looks like. And that really helped me to prepare my resume and also like build that story on how my experience could be transferred to, you know, being a product manager. And like you said, you know, product management can mean different things in different companies, and it also encompasses a wide range of responsibilities. So what does product management mean to you? And in your current role, what are your key responsibilities, or what does your day-to-day look like?
Yeah, it's a good question. So technically, my title is actually a program manager because at Microsoft, everyone's just called a program manager. They don't really distinguish between a technical product manager to a program manager to a project manager or a product manager. It's just all called program manager. One of the reasons I just tell people I'm a product manager is because that's more accurately represents what I do. I currently am a PM on this product called Dynamics for Intelligent Order Management. It's a new product that we just launched our, you know, beta version of recently, last week actually. So, and my, you know, I was part of the team that like really launched it from the ground up. So depending on the phase of the product and how established it is, your day can look really different. So right now, because we just launched, we're really in the planning phase of deciding, okay, what are we going to focus on for the future release? So that's really, you know, doing some research, collecting feedback, and deciding this is what's most important. It's also, you know, looking at the backlog of all the stuff that we wanted to do but didn't make the cut, and seeing if it should make the cut for next time. Then there's also, once you kind of move past that design phase, and it's not really as separated as that, there's a lot of overlap, but then it's really, you know, coming down to the details, writing those feature specs, which really details like why we're doing this and what we want. So just really describing, this is exactly how I want something to work from a customer perspective. And then working with the engineering team, design team, to boil down to those details of like how it should look, how it should work from a technical perspective, and also getting customer feedback. And, you know, then there's a little bit more of a project management side where it's, you know, once you decide what you want to make, you have to actually like make sure that it's being implemented. And, you know, if there's issues or surprises, how to deal with those and come up with different issues and problem solving things. So yeah, it really depends on what phase you're in. And yeah,
that's very interesting. Yeah, like mm-hmm. you are kind of involved in all the steps of the product life cycle, from like mm-hmm. from customer research to like mm-hmm. defining the strategy, the roadmap, prioritization, and then like the actual design and development. So that's interesting. And also, it's interesting that you guys have a generic program manager role at mm-hmm. Amazon. It is a little confusing. We have like four different roles. We have program manager non-tech, then mm-hmm. program manager tech, product manager tech, and then product manager non-tech. Yeah, so a lot of people ask me that as well. Like at Amazon, the way it works is program managers a little bit more on the executional side. So they run like a program with a business goal and work mm-hmm. with different tech and product teams, while product managers own more like the strategy and the roadmap of the product or the vision mm-hmm. of the product. And they have like a individual engineering team who they coordinate with and launch products. So yeah, and mm-hmm. then the non-tech and tech really depends, like, you know, if you want to be more involved in the design and the architecture mm-hmm. and like that, then you'll be like a technical PM. If not, you'll be more on the non-tech side. So mm-hmm. okay, and what advice would you give for students interested to apply for PM roles at Microsoft? Like, is there any specific preparation that they need to do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. So if you can do an internship, it's a little bit easier to get started as an intern. So if you have summers left, I would definitely consider applying for the Microsoft internship. And to prepare for that, to prepare for both for like an entry-level PM role or an internship. I think, you know, most people, if you're interested in that kind of a role, you probably have some kind of informal experience. And what I mean by that is just really take a look at times you've driven something. So that could be a club, it could be an event that you organized, and it doesn't have to be tech related at all. Like if you, you know, play in a band and you organize like different concerts, like that's relevant experience. So really think about times where you've done that kind of almost product management, where you've, you found a problem and you figured out how to solve it and got people together to solve it. I think if you're considering this role, you probably like doing stuff like that. So I'm sure you have some experience to think about. And then really think about your stories. And, you know, Pavi, you mentioned that when you were preparing, you had like 20 to 30 stories. So even having like learning how to articulate your experience to make it seem more relevant to the role is going to be really, really helpful. And I am really confident everyone has that. And then also, you know, there's a lot of really great resources that will help you understand the different types of PM questions. So definitely check out resources like Cracking the PM Interview, Decode and Conquer. There's also Exponent, which is really great. So there's a ton of great resources out there that you can practice on. But I think apart from those, just making sure that you have your stories in place, it's going to be really helpful.
Yeah, that's great advice. Actually, I love that you said that you can also prepare your stories from your leadership experience, like managing events and stuff like that. Because oftentimes people without prior job experience think that they do not have stories to say. So I love that you brought that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Like when I talked to the recruiter who reached out to me, she said the reason she reached out to me was not so much because of my development experience, but more so because I was doing teaching and after school programs. So I think everyone has those like transferable skills that they've learned from non-traditional areas in their life.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I agree. Also, a lot of people ask me if they need some kind of certifications or a degree in software engineering or a technical degree. Or sometimes they also ask, like, do I have to take product boot camps or product courses and things like that in order to transition to product? What is your take on that? Do you think there are any specific requirements to become a product manager?
I feel like, especially because product manager is a newer role, I don't think there's like a class you could take. Maybe there are a few now, but I've never taken any classes. And, you know, a lot of people would ask me and sometimes assume like, oh, did you do your master's or an MBA? And I didn't. So I don't think you need that to get here. I think if you have a technical background, obviously being a product manager at a tech company, that helps. But if you don't, I think the way you can think about it is, you know, PMs typically have an understanding of some areas. So that could be, if you're technical, that means that you can communicate maybe better to engineers. If you have, like you said, you have a business analyst background, that means you're pretty good at like understanding data, maybe creating dashboards. If you have a design background, that means that, you know, you can bring that UX skills to your experience as a PM. And so that kind of will determine maybe which product you would be a better fit for. Because like if you have a business background, you might be a really great product manager for an enterprise product. Or if you have a design background, you might be a really good PM in areas where the UX is more critical. So like a more user-facing product. So I think, that's just something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And also I see a lot of people from different backgrounds transition into product, like from business, from design, from customer service, from data. So because exactly, I think product manager is definitely a blend of a lot of different things like data, business, technology, design. So I think depending on where your skills and experience lies, you can kind of build that story on why you will be a great fit for a product management role.
Exactly. Yeah, just make your own experience, right? Like if you like doing it, I'm sure you have something where you've like brought people together to make something. So
Right. And also, like, the interview is kind of based on behavioral questions. So they're kind of looking for what experience you bring to the table and what are those transferable skills and what is your leadership style. So I think that just building your story and focusing on your story will really help to crack that interview as well.
Absolutely.
And outside of working at Microsoft, you're also a career coach and you also make amazing doodles. And I love your doodles and your Instagram page. It's so beautiful and thought-provoking. So how did you get interested in coaching as well as in creating art?
Yeah, thank you. So I've loved making art my whole life. I think in college, I didn't get as much time. So it was like on the back burner, but I always thought I was going to, you know, become a designer, an artist. Maybe someday I still might. But towards the end of college, my senior year, I was like, oh, you know, I have a job and I don't have to worry too much about my grades. And I finally had the space to be like, oh, I used to have all these hobbies and I should get back to them. And for me, that was drawing and writing, and I wanted to give myself a reason to do that. And at the same time, because I had all these awesome internships and landed this job at Microsoft, I was also getting so many questions from people. I had already mentored a bunch of people to get their jobs, and then I guess they would in turn, like, you know, send more people my way. And I was also in a few Facebook groups or LinkedIn. I would get like a lot of messages and I noticed that I was getting the same question over and over again. So with that like extra space that I had, time on my hands, and also seeing this kind of trend in what people were asking me, I decided to start a blog. So the first thing I wrote was like about how I got my first internship at Google. And that resulted in like more people asking me for advice. And, you know, I wrote some more blog posts, but I kept getting like people who had really specific questions that they needed help with. And I'd also realized that, you know, I would sometimes think, oh, it's just kind of like a lucky shot that I got like this role at Microsoft. But really, I had developed a lot of skills to interview. And it wasn't only successful for me, but I helped other people get there as well. So I realized that I could replicate that success I was having. So when people had like unique situations that maybe, you know, just reading my blog post wasn't enough for, I decided to just open up some time and give them the opportunity to like work with me closer.
Yeah, I love that you created a blog of all the frequently asked questions, and you know, you basically created a resource for aspiring product managers and people who are interested to work in tech. So that is really amazing. Tell me more about like what kind of clients do you typically work with? Do you mostly work with students or early mid-career professionals? And what is like your coaching style?
Yeah, I largely work with students and sometimes people who are transitioning from a different industry into tech. So those are the two areas I mostly focus on. I also mostly like to work with minorities or women, just because I feel like some of the advice out there is not as, I feel like this traditional advice isn't always applicable to people with people who are minorities. I think my style is pretty open-ended. I really like to spend some time to get to know everyone's different needs, because everyone's at a different place and has different things that they need to work on, whether that's like confidence or getting comfortable telling your stories, or maybe it's like the technical skills or understanding the interview process. So I would spend a little bit of time getting to know what is the best area for us to focus on, and just take it from there. Yeah. And I know, Pavi, you also have been doing this really cool series on product management. I think this is going to be one of those pieces. But I think, especially because product management is so elusive, having someone spend the time to break down what that role is and really go into what that day-to-day aspect looks like is so valuable in helping someone decide if they want to go into this career or not.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Yeah, I also got like, you know, some questions from aspiring PMs, and I thought I can also go ahead and create a resource. I sometimes like to write, but I like to speak more. So I thought, okay, I'll just create a podcast series. So thank you so much for listening and for sharing your thoughts. So you basically have two jobs, like you're a product manager, you're a career coach, actually three, because you also do doodles and you create art. So how do you make sure you're constantly learning and growing in different aspects of your life, like coaching, product management, public speaking, you know, art and personal development? Your life just sounds really busy when I say it. How do you make time for all of this? And how does that self-growth learning journey look like?
Yeah, honestly, it's not as busy as it sounds like, because while I spend like 8 hours days at work, I'm not spending 8 hour days making content and writing blogs or coaching. Those are all really on my own schedule. And I think with all of those activities, especially because those are things I'm doing completely by choice, they have to give me value. They have to energize me in some way. So like coaching for me is really, really fulfilling, and also my way of, you know, giving back and having that one-on-one time with people. And then drawing is also, it allows me to be really creative. So I think for me outside of work, I really like to do stuff that kind of really give me that kind of control and creative freedom. So that's really how a lot of those projects started. I think the hardest part was maybe sharing it with other people, but once you do it for the first time, it's okay. And in terms of growth in general, for me, it's, I think the hardest part is to just get started. And if an idea or something has just stuck with me repeatedly for a while, like the blog, for example, it was really intimidating. I'm a very introverted person, so it was really scary to put myself out there on the internet for the first time, but it just stuck with me for so long. So I was like, okay, no, I just have to do it. Like there's, you know, otherwise it's just like a waste of space in my brain. So yeah, I think that might be like a long-winded answer, but my approach to growth and these sorts of things in general is, if it sticks with you and if it feels fulfilling to you in some way, it's worth spending time on.
Yeah, absolutely love that, because sometimes we do things that maybe have benefits in the future, or maybe because we think that is something, you know, important to do and everyone else is doing, but really identifying what you're passionate about and what gives you that fulfilling experience can really change your life. And I love that you mentioned that, and you're doing a great job by creating an impact in the community through sharing your knowledge and your experience. Really proud of your journey, and I'm someone who believes that everyone has something to share and something to learn. I had a great chat with you today and learned a lot about you and your life as a PM. So how can people reach out to you?
Yeah, I'm present on a lot of social media. If you search Dasani Decoded, you'll probably find me. You can also find most of my information at my website, which is DasaniDecoded.com. Yeah, and I look forward to hearing from all of you.
If you're finding the Growmans podcast valuable, please subscribe and leave a review. I also have a Growmans community on Slack and Facebook. We share resources on personal and career growth, host workshops, and accountability challenges. You can also find the Growmans community on Clubhouse. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Growmans with Pavi. I share valuable content on mindfulness and holistic growth. You can find the links to all of these groups on the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. See you all with a brand new episode next week. This is Pavi Deva signing off.